Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to the newest episode. Today, we're in the planning part of the Plan Create Post on Instagram process, and I'm going to talk about having a content calendar. So what is a content calendar? This is a written schedule of all the content you plan to post. It includes both the times and the platforms you plan to post to. So basically, you would have all your posts and all of your platforms planned out right there. What does it include? Well, there is no standard layout when it comes to content calendars. You can include basically everything and anything that will help you with content creation. But let me break it down for you. So basically, more often than not, the content calendar is in the calendar form, meaning you can see the months or weeks, sometimes even the years layout, and you fill out the boxes as you see fit. Here are some of the things you can include. So upcoming content on different platforms, holidays and observances, upcoming launch dates and promotional material, as well as updates to existing content. You can write down the topics, or you can write entire captions, add graphics, and additional information you see fit. When it comes to actual content inside the calendar, here are some of my suggestions. I usually include the platform where a piece is being posted, the type of post, meaning a reel, carousel, a tweet, single post, collab or video, podcast episode, then the topic, the hook, the CTA, date to be posted, whether it was made, scheduled, or posted, whether it did well, so it should be repurposed or reposted. You can also include the person in charge of it if you have team members, and whether it's connected to a certain event, like a party, a launch, or a holiday. So there are plenty of reasons why you should have a content calendar. Once you have it, your posting is instantly more strategic. How? Because you're not all over the place. When you see your posts for every day right there, it will all have more flow. It will be more cohesive and more purposeful. Also, with a content calendar, it's much easier to track everything. You know exactly what and when you posted, so you'll have a better understanding of your posting schedule and your audience. In addition to that, you won't have to think about what to post every single day over and over again. You have to come up with ideas once a week or once a month, and all you have to do then is look what's on schedule for that day. If you combine a content calendar with scheduling your content, you basically don't have anything to worry about. This is a huge part of content batching, which I talked about in episode 6. So if you haven't heard that episode yet, I would strongly encourage you to go and give it a listen. It's such a time saver. But let's get back to content calendars. So what type of content calendar you should use? This is really something you should test and see what works best for you. Some people like to use a paper one. However, that's not something where you would go into too much detail. You would just write down the headline and what platforms you plan to post to. And I do like to do that in my daily planner, just so I have everything in one place and I don't have to look in too many places every single day. However, digital ones are much more popular, and that's where the testing comes into play. There are a bunch of apps you can use. I prefer using Asana. I just love how intuitive it is. If I ever decide to hire some team members, all I have to do is add them to my Asana board and they will have access to everything. A lot of people like to use Notion. Trello is also very popular and so is Airtable. I did use Airtable, but I have to say that Asana is my favorite for the moment. If you don't like apps like the ones I mentioned, you can also use Google Sheets or even an Excel sheet. They are all very customizable, so you can have everything there. Now, the big question is, how often should you work on your content calendar? This really depends on you and what you're comfortable with, what you can sustain. There are a couple of things to keep in mind, though. I personally love doing it every week. So on Monday, I would plan the content for the entire week. If I'm going somewhere, I might do it for 2 weeks, but that doesn't happen too often because I still have time when traveling. Or I just don't post at all. Some people like to do it for the entire month too. However, I don't do that because I'm personally very impulsive. If I get an idea, I want to do it immediately. So if I created my calendar for the entire month, it will probably change entirely by the end of week two. Let's be real. Like, I'm not one to have everything organized a month ahead. But if you're not like that, or you don't want to follow trends, because as you know, trends don't last forever, you can definitely do it monthly. Also, you can do bits of it yearly. For example, if you follow holidays and observances and you really want to celebrate certain dates, you can add these for the entire year ahead. Or if you have planned activities like events, parties, launches, where you know exactly when they'll happen, you can add them in advance. After that, you just have to fill in the rest of the days when the time comes. So it's not really important how often you do it, as long as you're comfortable with it and you can sustain it. I really hope I have encouraged you to start a content calendar if you haven't already. If you want to know when all the important holidays and observances are happening, get access to content ideas for every single day of the month, along with some pretty cool resources like my top performing hashtags, list of awesome hooks and CTAs, and a Reels library, you may want to join my membership. It's called Content Blueprint Bank, and you can try it out for just $5.99 for the first month. It will make creating your first and every other content calendar a piece of cake. If you would like to check it out, the link is in the show notes. July content is up and running, so all you have to do is start planning. That's it for today's episode. I've had a pretty crazy couple of weeks, and as I'm recording this episode right now, there are bags next to me waiting to be packed to go to first Pula, which is a city on the Croatian coast, for a Robbie Williams concert, then Zagreb for a wedding, and then Milan for a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, all in just 5 days. So pray for me. I don't know how I'm going to do this. But I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I know I will, even though it's going to be super exhausting. But have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Bye bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.